early Good Friday morning, 91-year-old Elizabeth Stropes began her annual tradition of praying the steps to the Holy Cross Immaculata Parish Church atop Mount Adams.
I made it. Now I got to get back down.
Every year on this day, thousands of people of different denominations climb the steps one by one from the base of the steps to the church, which is about 94 steps. But many people choose to climb from Riverside Drive, which is a trek of nearly 300 steps and several rosaries. That's how Elizabeth Stropes has done it for the last 54 years.
My daughter said, "Mom, don't do that." I said, "I got to do it."
Why do you do it?
I don't know. Just one of them things you feel like you have to do.
The tradition is over 150 years old, according to Jim Steiner, church spokesman and author of Immaculata on Mount Adams. Steiner says no matter the weather, area faithful show up for the ritual, which for some recalls Christ's journey to Calvary.
There'll be 8,000 to 10,000 people that pray up the steps to the Immaculata Church. And we'll have three generations of families come up the steps. You'll look and you'll see grandparents, their children, and their grandchildren all coming up together. It's the only event like it in the world.
At 1 minute after midnight, the practice begins and continues for 24 hours. People wait in line to get to a portion of the steps. Some climb from St. Gregory Street in Mount Adams, others from Columbia Parkway, and some from Riverside Drive. Clifton resident Bill Van Zant shares his early memories.
I did it as a little kid with my grandma and my grandpa, seven brothers and sisters, my aunt, and their eight kids. And we were mostly proper little Catholics coming up the hill, but at one point, me and grandpa and my brother, we were doing prayers to go quicker than everybody else. And we turned around and looked at grandma, and she would look at us like, "That is not proper."
Bill says he and Julie Broxick have returned the last 3 or 4 years, and this year there's a special meaning.
We were kind of dedicated to my sister-in-law this time. She's with leukemia, and so we're dedicated our little trip to her. So hopefully it'll help.
Julie's not Catholic, but says she prays the steps using a prayer sheet, and she appreciates the cultural experience.
When we travel, we always participate in whatever the local customs are. And I said, if we were visiting Cincinnati from somewhere else, we would do this.
John Loftus and Diane Shields enjoy continuing a tradition they say dates way back in their own families.
You know, it's just a real humbling experience. It's, you know, quiet and everybody's contemplative and, you know, everybody seems to be in the spirit of prayer.
We've been here in snow and rain and with the umbrellas and it's just been a, you know, it is a humbling time.
The first recorded mention in parish records of the event is 1873, but church spokesman Jim Steiner says chances are it started before that.
It kind of goes back to when the church was being built. It opened in 1860, but while it was being built, the Archbishop of Cincinnati, John Purcell, it was his personal project. So he said to the Catholics who lived down below Mount Adams, please come up to the construction site and pray for its success. So he happened to notice one time after a big rain that the path was really muddy. The people kept coming up, but it was hard for them to navigate the mud. So he had some steps built. People began to come up on the steps before the project was done. They were wooden, and they started praying on the way up. And, you know, it didn't matter what day it was. But eventually, sometime between 1859, 1860, and 1873, it condensed down to Good Friday.
The experiences are as varied as the participants. Michael Hall began the tradition when he was 12 years old. The Claremont County resident is now 67.
Well, it is a tradition. It takes you back to your childhood and some of the good things of your childhood, but it's also an opportunity to put yourself into the suffering and the passion that Christ went through on Good Friday.
And Diane Meister and Marilyn Ruther say they remember when their mother used to pray the steps, but they never went as children. Now the siblings have enjoyed the tradition for the last 4 years together, and they plan to continue.
This is a real tribute to the city. It's so prayerful and so peaceful, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Upon completion of the steps, visitors are invited inside the church to pray the Stations of the Cross or attend one of the two Passion services. The church remains open until midnight. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.